Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the easiest way to find something lost around the house is to buy a replacement, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, when I came in here to sit down in the studio a while ago, Jeff said, "Tell me something good." And we have some good news today. Who was the old radio announcer said there's good news tonight? That I'm going back 60-some years. I can't remember. Most people, Jeff wasn't around here then. He wouldn't know. Most of our listeners wouldn't know if I could think of his name. But it was a radio commentator. And anyway, we do have some good news, and that is, and we've been saying this, it doesn't take a majority to get things done. It just takes a few people that are on the right track and are willing to stand up and fight to get the job done. Now, we have not won the entire war, but we've won a battle. And it was because two ladies said, "No, we're going to not register our premises. Our kids are not going to be able to sell their cattle at the Colorado State Fair. We're going to load up and go home. And we know we're right, and you're trying to destroy our way of life, and we're just not going to have any part of it." And it raised enough of the issue that now the fair people, or not the fair people, but the 4-H people, the gentleman who is in charge of 4-H there in the state of Colorado, has now backed off. And they say, "Well, we're not going to do this way next year." Now, they hate to give up because they're getting paid a lot of money to do this. And we know that I don't know how much the Extension Service in Colorado got to promote this NEIS thing, but no doubt they got a gob in a bunch because we know what some of these other states have gotten. Anyway, they now have new rules for 4-H. And by the way, if I'm talking to brand new listeners, somebody that's driving across the country someplace and hearing us for the first time, here's what the deal was. The United States government wants livestock producers to tag all animals with RFID chips, and they have to have a premise registration, and it's something that we absolutely don't need. They sell it as something that is going to help the Department of Agriculture in case we have an outbreak of disease among animals or birds or whatever here in this country. We have that's all in place already. We don't need that. We have an excellent opportunity when something happens to take care of it. In other words, with brucellosis testing, with if foot and mouth disease broke out, we can find it. Look how quick they found those BSE cows. But anyway, that's not the point. In the state of Colorado, they made the kids sign up their premises. And a lot of folks said, hey, this is a mark of the beast. We're not going to do it. In some of the eastern states, I believe it's, I'm not sure it's in Pennsylvania, although that's where you usually associate the Amish with. But they, no, it's in Michigan. It's in Michigan where they have already passed a mandatory law. The Amish are moving out. They say, we're not going to go along with this. We just are absolutely not going to go along with it. Well, anyway, the Colorado State University plan to begin enforcing this rule, and now they've changed their regulations a little bit. The regulation would have required all 4-H'ers with livestock to register their premise with NAIS, that's the National Animal Identification System. Jeff Goodwin is director of the Colorado 4-H and Youth Development Programs. And he said they've had sufficient public comment to warrant a change in the rule. Now, that sufficient public comment came when two 4-H mothers put their foot down and had said, no way, we're not going to do this. We're just going to load up our cattle and our kids and we're going home to heck with the state fair. It's not worth it. And that drew enough. And the news media finally picked up on it. Most news media never heard of the NAIS until this happened. But anyhow, here's the deal. About a year ago, and I'm going back now to what Jeff Goodwin is saying. I'm quoting Jeff Goodwin on most of this. He heads up the Colorado 4-H youth program there at Colorado State. He says about a year ago, the Livestock Task Force announced the regulation which would require premises registration for 4-H. The policy wasn't supposed to take effect until October of 2007. That's right now. Recently, however, the Livestock Task Force suggested to me, Jeff Goodwin, that a change in policy was probably needed. Well, you bet it was. So we worked to revise the rule so that NAIS is no longer required for 4-H'ers, said Goodwin. Okay? They backed down. Now, they don't want to. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. They don't want to admit that this is a bad thing. And he makes a lot of comments that's almost humorous if it wasn't so serious. He says the new policy will read. Now get this new policy because this is important how it's written. All 4-H members with livestock and horse projects, and I always get a kick out of that and horse. Aren't horses livestock? Anyway, all 4-H members with livestock and horse projects will be required to have a completed, signed, and approved animal care and housing form. Now is that a premise registration? What is an animal care and housing form? F-O-R-M, not F-A-R-M. For Colorado 4-H livestock projects, I'd like to get a copy of that thing and see what it says. If somebody out there is listening and have a copy of it, I'd like one. Anyhow, it must be on file at their county extension office at time of enrollment. It is highly recommended that Colorado 4-H Livestock Project animals have a premise registration with the National Animal Identification System. Did you see it said they didn't have to? It is highly recommended that they do. By him putting that in there, he probably gets to keep the money that the Department of Agriculture sent him to get this program pushed through. Now, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. There's a lot more here. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we do have listeners out there, as in case you weren't with me when we came on the air some 10 minutes or so ago. I said, there's good news tonight. And then I said, oh, I remember that. I was just a little bitty kid when this radio announcer would come on. And that's the way he opened the show. There's good news tonight. And I couldn't remember the name. We have two callers already that said it's Gabriel Heater. Yes, it was. No doubt about it. I remember that now. But anyhow, that was before most of our listeners came to this country. That would have been back, had to be in the 1930s. Anyhow, let's go back to this animal ID thing in Colorado again. As I mentioned earlier, the task force said they needed to change the rules, and we have worked to revise the rules so that NAIS is no longer required for 4-H'ers. Now, they're going to want to make them sign animal care in a housing form, and I don't know what that thing says. But we'll see here a little bit later on. Goodwin, who heads up this program now, says he feels it is important for producers and the family of 4-H members. And I get a kick out. These people are so thick-headed, they can't understand what this country is all about. They're typical college professors. I've never met the man, but I can visualize him and what his office looks like. I've been in a lot of professors' offices. He said he feels it is important for producers and the family of 4-H members to see the issue perspective. Are you with me? He wants us to see the issue from his perspective, all right? and the College Department of and the Colorado Department of Agriculture. He says the difference in opinion stems mostly from how people view the issue. Oh boy, that's right. Everyone at CSU Extension, I'll bet not everyone does. Surely they got a few common sense folks in the Extension Service. They used to have a lot of them everywhere, but they're getting fewer and fewer because they've been educated by these liberal college professors. But anyway, he says everyone, meaning everyone, that takes in a lot of folks, everyone at CSU Extension sees this as an animal health issue. Well, everyone out here that has studied the documents don't see it as an animal health issue. The opponents, I'm one of them, of the NAIS program see it as a government intrusion into their lives. Amen, brother. It is a government intrusion into our lives. They view it, I'm going to change his they to we. We view it as an issue of their our individual freedoms being taken from us. All right. Then he goes on. He says another thing people may not understand is the background behind our initial announcement of the rule. Goodwin says we wrote that rule when we wrote that. And this is interesting. When we wrote that rule, it was still USDA's intention to make NAIS mandatory at the national level. We weren't doing anything that wouldn't be taken effect anyway. There's more. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Now, back to Jeff Goodwin in the Colorado State Fair and the Colorado University Extension Service. Goodwin heads up the 4-H department there in Extension. He wrote the rule. He said, when we wrote that rule about making this mandatory for these kids, it was still USDA's intention to make NAIS mandatory at the national level in the future. We weren't doing anything that wouldn't be taking effect anyway, he said. Goodwin also explained that he is fairly confident that no matter what happens, it will become mandatory in the future. either for the state of Colorado or at the federal level, something Goodwin says he supports. Obviously, he supports it. He's getting paid a lot of big bucks to support it. Now, he personally probably isn't getting any money out of this, but it goes to the Extension Service. All right? He goes on to say, I think the rule we've come out with is just a bridge between where we are now and a full mandate sometime within the next 3 or 4 years. I'm fully in favor of NAIS and hope that it will become mandatory. If the people who disagree with it are even realizing it will eventually be required, there's no reason not to start moving in that direction now. You see, two little mothers got that thing changed. What if everybody would have walked out the same time they did? Wouldn't that made a big impression? All we have to do, people, is just, my grandfather used to say, when you raise hell, you need to put a chunk under it. In other words, don't let it get back down to where it was. We're on the winning side on this thing. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's happening all over the country. People are upset about it. The Amish are saying they're going to move out of the state where it's mandatory. There's no reason why, in this nation of ours, people have to leave a state because of their religious belief. And that's what this amounts to. Anyhow, he said, Goodwin again, says he understands the initial reaction to the rule requiring 4-H members to participate in NAIS, but says the effect of the revised rule will remain the same, even though most people agree it will eventually become mandatory. I don't agree to that. I say most people agree that they want it to become mandatory. Listen, if we would, I have a real interesting article coming out in one of the next Chronicles. I don't think it's this month, it's the next one. About how we can blame our ancestors on the problems we're having today. It is our grandfather's fault. He didn't have a birth certificate. He didn't have a marriage license. He didn't have to have a license for his car. They should never have accepted all that government intervention into our lives. Even when I was a kid, you could go to a store and you could buy, just as a kid, you could buy, I did. When I was 16 years old, I bought dynamite. No problem. Went into Scheitz Hardware at California, Missouri, and bought a shotgun. Bought shotgun shells, bought dynamite, no problem. We've let the government just take over all of this stuff. Now, even though most people agree that it will become mandatory, he says, I think the biggest problem people have had with the rule was that they don't like 4-H taking the lead on premises ID, which I can totally understand. Well, we sure didn't like it, and we don't want anybody taking the lead, but apparently, but particularly trying to con our kids into doing this. The revised rule does not require, but rather strongly encourages participation in NAIS. The formation will not automatically go into the NAIS database. Will not automatically go in. Now, here we're talking about this this form that they're going to have these young people sign. The information will not automatically, what does that mean, go into the NAIS database? That means it can go in at a later date or something? It's the animal care and housing form. It'll be essentially the same as for NAIS registration. Now, remember a while ago I made the comment that here they're coming, they have this animal care and housing form for Colorado 4-H livestock projects on file at the county extension office at time of enrollment. In other words, if you have a young person in an animal project in Colorado, and let's say they go out to a bred gilt sale and they buy a registered gilt. They plan on raising some registered pigs, and the ones that they don't take to the fair, they're going to eat, all right? They have to register this with the state of Colorado. Now, the information will not automatically go into the NAIS database. The form will be essentially the same, though, as for NAIS registration. Well, if it's the same form, isn't it the same thing? You can bet that the Colorado Department of Agriculture will access that information and share it with any agencies who require it to combat disease spread. Well, they've already gone into the database, the same Colorado Department of Agriculture, when it was not having anything to do with the spread of disease. They went in there to find out whether these kids had used the right premise registration or not. So we know they'll do it. They've already done it. He also said that, to his understanding, the Colorado State Fair Board was planning to continue their use of NAIS registration at the state fair in future years. Now, stay tuned. Hey, they're going to make this thing mandatory in Colorado for everybody, according to... Well, stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold fell over 2% Tuesday on profit-taking and a dollar bounce. Gold closed in New York down $17.70 to $729.20 an ounce. Gold has jumped 17% or over $100 an ounce since falling to $641 in mid-August. The dollar crunch puts gold center stage and is at last decoupled from the stock markets, regaining its role as the ultimate store of value. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Almost 1 million Americans got something that they didn't want last year, a heart attack. Okay, so that's bad news for those people, but that's not you, right? Do you barely have time for breakfast or lunch, only fast food or a quick snack, not enough sleep, and very little or no physical activity? Is this starting to sound a little too familiar? It's our lifestyle and diet that's killing us. But there is a solution.
Now you can take simple steps that may help avoid future heart attack, emergency room, angioplasty, and bypass heart surgery with chelation therapy.
Cardio One is chelation therapy made easy. Cardio One removes arterial plaque from your body, and that may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve your overall health dramatically. Get your 30-day supply of Cardio One today. To order, send $43.95, check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who says, artificial intelligence is no match for natural stupidity.
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, I'm still at Colorado State Fair. And the this Jeff Goodwin says, I think the Fair Board is going to forge ahead with their rule and make it mandatory for all classes of livestock next year. In other words, anybody bringing any kind of livestock to the Colorado State Fair is going to have a premise ID. Now, wouldn't it be great if everybody believed in a free America and said, okay, we ain't coming to the fair. The birds and the bees will be there. Let the elephant get drunk, and the monkey got drunk, wasn't it? And went up the elephant's trunk, and the elephant sneezed and fell on his knees, and that was the end of the monk, and it all happened at the Colorado State Fair. Or something like that. I was a little confused there. But anyway, people just should not go. They should just boycott it. I know folks. I talked to a fellow just the other day that said, well, I signed up my premise because I show cattle and I want to ship them overseas and blah, blah, blah. And that's the way they look at it. A little here, a little there. This is still the greatest country in the world is the way they look at it. But it's not going to be if we don't stand up and take a stand. Anyway, Chris Wiseman is a general manager of the state fair. He agreed, saying the upcoming meetings of the fair board would decide the fate of the rule. In October, and this is October, the fair board will meet and will hear public comment on the issue. The people who wish, now get this, here you go again. Instead of having an open meeting and having it when you can spend the day doing this, no. The people who wish to speak at the board meeting have to submit a letter requesting the time to do so. Somebody just showing up and wanting to give their input would likely not get a chance to speak. In other words, they don't want to hear your input, people. Hey, listen, these are the elite. They run the thing. Wiseman, who's general manager of the fair, said it appears unlikely that the fair board will decide to repeal the NAIS requirement at this juncture. Not going to do it. There's no indication that, but see, the fair probably got a gob and a bunch of money out of the USDA, too. USDA spends money like it's going out of style. I used to say like water, but now you know water costs more than gasoline if you buy it at the Quick Stop. So there's no indication. I'm not going into the water deal. There's no indication that there will be a change. I just don't see us backing up on the issue, said Wiseman. In fact, I think there's a good possibility that we will expand the rule to include all classes of livestock and make it mandatory for all owners to be registered with NAIS. Now, this is the attitude these people have. But enough people, if they'll just stand up, if they'll go to that meeting, if they'll have pages of information for them. You've got to be heard, ladies and gentlemen. You must be heard. You can't just sit back and say, oh, I've got a kid playing football Friday night, and I'll have to miss that ball game. Well, you better miss that ball game. There might not be a school to play on if we just keep letting them get a little bit more and more and more of our property rights. Now, here is a gentleman that thought he was signing his brand registration and got an NAIS number. He lives in North Dakota, and I have a copy of the letter that the North Dakota Stockmen's Association sent him, dated August 30th. This letter is in regards to the request that we received from you at the end of July to remove your premises number. We have contacted the NAIS headquarters in Kansas City. I didn't know there was an NAIS headquarters in Kansas City. And they have removed your premises number and everything. They've removed your premises number and everything that was connected to it. Enclosed is a confirmation email that was sent to the NDSA. If you have any questions, please call. And this is from the executive vice president of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. See, it was the North Dakota Stockmen that slipped this little thing in there that made it look like it was part of your brand re-registration, and people signed it not knowing about it. In fact, it was done prior to the fact that we were even talking about the NAIS. Now, I have a copy of it here. It's from Aaron M. Alexander at aphis@usda.gov. APHIS is, I can't remember, it's Animal and Plant Health something another. Anyhow, And they also sent it to John F. Wiseman at APHIS, USDA.gov, on Friday, August the 24th. The subject is the opt-out request completion. And all it says here, and it's got the man's name, address, telephone number, and fax number of the rancher, no, of Alexander, Aaron Alexander. This person is no longer in NAIS. That's all it says. This person is no longer in NAIS. And the rancher sent me a note, a little handwritten note, said, the thing about this, Derry, is that I really did not know I was a person that was completely in NAIS. I just thought I had a premise number. So, anyhow, whether he's in or out, I don't know. If I had to bet, I bet they didn't cancel all the information. I bet you, and they might say this and all, but, hey, it's just like in the state of Missouri, they had our Social Security numbers. And this is years ago. I said, I don't want my Social Security number on my driver's license. Oh, we don't have to have that. I said, all right, then I want it out of the system. Oh, we can't take it out of the system. So they still have my, the Department of Transportation still has my Social Security number. Anyhow, so much for the Colorado State Fair Animal ID. Now let's go to the telephones, and we have Roy from Illinois. Is that right? Hey, Roy, you're on the air.
Okay. Derry, this morning I was listening to the Farm Bureau, and the lady came on. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay, good. Anyway, she came on, and she was talking that do not register your premise, but register your premises. Now, what are they trying to do, confuse our agricultural people?
I never had heard that before.
I hadn't either, but this was on the radio this morning.
Was she trying to, did she define the difference between premises? Isn't premises plural for premise?
That's what I would think, but no, she did not define it. She just put it that way. And I was just thinking, is she trying to get our agricultural people to call down to the Department of Agriculture and say, hey, you know, I don't have a premise, but I do have premises.
Who was she with? You said she was on the Farm Bureau show, but was she a Farm Bureau person, or was she with...
That's all I can say is that she was with the Farm Bureau.
Okay, I don't know.
It sounds strange.
Yeah, she needs to know the difference between premise and property. That's the big thing.
I agree.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure.
We had a caller from Texas, and he was talking about the Texas animal ID is the worst of the worst of the worst. I mean, it is terrible. And we talked about this a year and some ago when they passed it in Texas. But in Texas, if you remember, it was written so that a little old lady with a canary had to register her premises because of the bird flu. And they had all this stuff in there, $1,000 a day, if you didn't have your RFID tags proper, and they could put a lien on your property. That's all in that Texas law. I've got a copy of the Texas law here. It's unreal. And why would the Texas legislature pass something like that? I'll bet there wasn't 10% of the people in the Texas state legislature that knew what they were passing when they passed that thing. Anyway, I don't know whether these people are really opt out or not. The thing to do is not get opted in the first place. The USDA flies pretty high. They're spending money like it's going out of style. They've spent millions and millions of dollars on this NAIS, and now they're spending a lot and a gob and a bunch on air travel. They fly business class, which is way up front, you know. You get the T. Martini lunches up there, and you get seats that you can sit comfortably in. Now, I've made some long trips in an airplane. I flew, the longest trip I ever took was to Australia at 17 hours up there. And that's a long time. And I never did fly, I always flew commercial or coach. I never did fly business. I never did even fly first class. I have been moved into first class once or twice when they weren't full up. And I said, hey, you know, I'm getting kind of tired, cramped here. Can I sit up there for a while? And the nice little stewardess said, yes, you can come up there. Son of a gun. Anyhow, the Department of Agriculture flies the high-priced way, and we'll discuss that right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
83. I'll be back to the USDA air travel in just a moment, but we have to answer a question that a caller came in. It's kind of a personal thing, and they don't understand how a 16-year-old kid could buy dynamite and why you'd want it. I started farming when I was 16 years old. My parents were both dead at that time. And this was back before we didn't even have power takeoff on the tractor that we used. We didn't, there's no way you could hook a post hole digger up to, you know, today we dig post holes with tractors. And back in those days, if you wanted to go on down where you were going to set corner posts, et cetera, you needed to get a hole down there and you could buy dynamite. And, to dynamite a hole, I had a thing rigged up that you could, we called it a spud iron, and I don't know why, but the fellow that used to help me called it a spud iron. So from now on, it has always been a spud iron, but it was an iron rod. We had a hook on it and you could drive that thing down in the ground. And you'd go down, you know, we had kind of marked, we knew how far down we were going with it. and you drive it in with a sledgehammer, and then we had an old handyman jack that you could jack the thing back out and left it whole, and then you'd crumble up, take the dynamite and put it in two, you break it in two, and you'd crumble half of it and pack that down in the hole with a stick, and then you'd take the top half of that and you just shove it in there and put the little dynamite fuse in, the little dynamite cap in it first, and had the fuse on there, and dynamite fuse burns a minute to the foot. And boy, that's the, if you're 2.5-3 feet down, that's the longest 2.5 or 3 minutes you ever live, because you're sitting there behind a tree or something waiting for that thing to go off. And, you look at your watch and you think, my gosh, it seems like an hour and 45 minutes. And finally, if you did a good job, it goes boop. That's about all it'll do, because it shoots down. If you've got it all packed with dirt and filled up good, and it makes a heck of a hole, and you can go up there with your hand diggers in, and you drop, boy, it comes out easy. But you want to throw some paper in there and light it first, like an old piece of newspaper, because that'll burn the fumes, because dynamite will give you a heck of a headache. Just the smell of it will, after it's shot. But anyway, now, Rhonda, do you know why 16-year-old kids bought dynamite? Come on.
She knows now. I told her, well, I don't think he was robbing banks with it. So
no.
She thought maybe you were blowing up fishing holes to fish the easy way.
You know, all this, people don't understand. They just don't understand. I mean, we've grown up a generation. My kids, if the chainsaw quit running, hey, they quit sawing. It never entered their mind to pick up an axe and start chopping, you know. Anyway, let's go back to the USDA. The USDA now, as I mentioned a while ago, they fly pretty high. Uh-oh, music. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back to the USDA, because I remember about the blonde that wanted to sit in first class, but she just had a coach ticket. Take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, that's October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include a potload of 8-weight steers. They're fancy Angus consigned by Holston Farms. They've been MFA processed. And here's a 200-head string of vaccinated and weaned 5-weights from Fastline Farms. Windstorm Farms will be in with a 90-head string of fancy black and black baldy calves weighing in the fives. Now, most of these offerings have been through a vaccination program. Many of the lots have been white tagged and weaned. Other consigners include David Stevenson, Mike Patterson, Steve Couch, Colin Laverne Becker, Howard Bennett, Pete Miller, and Dewey Mason. Now that's for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday. That's this coming Monday, October the 8th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Steelspan Buildings, Lou speaking.
Hey, Lou. Derry Brownfield here.
Hey, Derry. Good to hear from you. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a friend that wants to know how to store his hay and his equipment, so I thought, well, I'll give Lou a call.
Well, listen, he's got great timing, because right now I have some great buys that can save thousands of dollars if he's got some flexibility. But call now, because there's limited inventory.
Now, will this building get here before winter?
You bet. Ice storms like last year caused millions in damages. You don't have to worry about that with our Quonset-style Steelspan Buildings. They endure everything.
Well, I've never seen one of your buildings either burn up, blow down, or collapse.
And you won't. You know, the quality of a steel span building far exceeds any farm application, especially pole barns. This weekend, I'll be at the Farm Fest in Springfield, Missouri, and we'll be making great deals on these buildings. But you must be ready to do business. Come by and see me through Sunday, or just call me at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Hey, thank you, Lou. And we have returned back to the USDA. These people have so much money that they just fly high. Yes, I mean fly high. They're giving the states and the 4-H and the FFA people gobs and bunches of money to bribe them into putting their NAIS through. And now they're traveling. And granted, they need to travel. I'm sure they do. But as I was saying earlier, I've never flown first class other than just to be moved up sometime when there's not many people on the plane. Or I've never gone on the business class. But anyway, the USDA flies business. They sent 8 agency officials all the way to Geneva on flights that cost $50,000 when they could have done it for $9,000. The GAO, that's the Government Accountability Office, has been doing some working on this. And they say federal employees are routinely abusing the rules of business class travel, taking trips to destinations like Zurich for $7,500, cost to taxpayers an estimated $145 million annually if they would have gone on ahead and just flown commercial. The improper use of premium class travel is widespread at a half dozen federal departments, including agriculture, treasury, and commerce. But they go on and say that the agriculture department is the worst of all. Like I say, I've never flown. The only time I've ever been in first class is when I just asked if I could move up, and they said, yeah, you can do that, and it didn't cost anything. But anyway, I was going to say this blonde went in and sat down in the first class seat and wouldn't move, and the stewardess asked her to move, and she said, no, she's not going to move. She's going to stay right here in first class. And the stewardess couldn't get her to move, so she told the pilot, and the pilot came back and said, let me see your ticket. And he looked at the ticket, and he said, you're going to Phoenix, aren't you? And she said, yes, I am. Well, he said, first class is on its way to Denver. You'll have to sit in the other part of the plane if you're going to Phoenix. So she got up and moved and was happy with the trip that way. Anyway, let's go back to the telephones. Chris in South Dakota. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi, Derry. I got a difference between premise and premises.
Yeah, please tell me.
My understanding, the premise is your residence, and premises is your residence and everything attached to it. So if you ranch, then it's your address plus all your land and presumably your cattle, too.
Yeah, we've been through this. I didn't try to go into any detail with the caller earlier from Illinois because I didn't. If you're going to say this, you need to get it right. But it's all written up in my article concerning how they want our land for collateral for the national debt.
Okay.
But it explains that. I'm pretty sure we explained that in there. Now, are you one of the people there in South Dakota that with the independent cattlemen that did the work on this initially?
Well, I'm with the stock growers, yeah.
I mean stock growers.
Right.
Yeah, see, it's you guys that pointed all this out to us in the first place.
Well, and I thought you knew it, but I thought maybe some of the listeners might want to hear that.
Yeah, premises, if I remember right, is everything that you own. See, if you look it up, it's not property. It is not property. But anyhow, that's what the Department of Agriculture is wanting us to do, and as I've said before, it looks to me like when we sign a premises registration that we have literally put a cloud on our title. It looks like an encumbrance to me.
Well, one thing I tell people that I don't believe that the government has the authority to implement NAIS. But once you voluntarily register your premise, you're giving them the authority to do that on your land.
See, this is what GB says all the time. When you even acknowledge if they answer their questions, you have, you know, it makes a difference in your legal standing. But let me say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
It's true.